Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fire Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me, whatever time zone you're listening to me from. I'm glad that you're here tonight. Tonight I'm going to be starting a new subject on the 12 pillars of faith, and that subject is my comforter. And the comforter is the Holy Spirit, and we need Him very much in our lives. It's important to have a relationship with Him, and it's important to be filled by the Holy Spirit and be led by the Holy Spirit. So for this month, I'm going to be doing that topic for 12 Pillars of Faith. And then on Saturday, which will be tomorrow, I will be doing the Believer's Authority, continuing that series. So it's been a while since I've been here. I've come back and forth a little bit, but I'm going to try and start pre-recording and doing some live shows so I can keep it going. So if you have any prayer requests, feel free to email me at firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. That is firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. And also, if you have any prayer requests, you want to speak to a live person, feel free to call the prayer line at 1-866-857-4837. And I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to come back and get right back into the Word. Be with you soon.
Lead me and guide me on.
beautiful song by Keith E. Holiday. And it's all music on my radio shows played with permission by either the artist or somebody that was authorized to give the permission. And I just want to also read a disclaimer that I put on my Blog Talk Radio, on my little description. I want to read it. It says, the comments and opinions expressed during Blog Talk Radio commercials and ads do not necessarily reflect that of myself or my Christian beliefs, especially the new ads promoting the consumption of alcohol. So I just wanted to get that little disclaimer out of the way. Tonight, as I was saying before the music, I was saying that I'm going to be discussing what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Before you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be saved first and have Jesus in your heart. So if nobody has ever told you how much God loves you, it gives me the greatest pleasure to tell you that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful, wonderful plan for your life. And God forbid, if you were to die this very second, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven? If you're not sure, I want to assure you that the Holy Bible reads, we have all sinned. None of us are perfect. We've all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you want to make sure that you're going to go to heaven, you want to rededicate your life, so you want to receive Jesus for the first time, just mean it with your heart and repeat after me. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, my heart, wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again, I am forgiven, and I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me, including myself. Jesus, fill me peace, your joy, and your love. Amen. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it gives me the greatest pleasure to tell you today that all of your sins are forgiven you. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because he loves you, he loves you, he loves you so very much. Has a great plan for your life. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. Or you can call 866-857-4837. And I am going to actually was looking for my notes, so I was like, where did they go? They're somewhere, and I just found them. Now, these, I got permission to teach these lessons. These are actually on revival.com, on the Soul Winning Tools under Bible Study. And I got permission from the administration to go ahead and teach on these lessons. Pastor Ronnie Howard Brown, God gave him a year's worth of teachings, and each month was a different topic, and this month is my comforter. I'm going in line every, I've taught these in, they may not have been the same months, but I've got an order, let's put it that way. What he has, number one, what he taught in January, I may have taught it in July, but I'm still going in order as he has it. So this month is my comforter. And tonight I'm going to teach on what it means to be filled with the Spirit. The foundation of Scripture is Ephesians 5:18, King James Version. And be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, He brings us into greater revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is and what He's done for us and just a greater revelation of His love and sacrifice. I think that's wonderful because Jesus is awesome. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three distinct, but three in one. And our finite mind, our carnal mind cannot comprehend that because there's certain things we're not going to know this side of heaven. You know, some of these descriptions that my pastor wrote down are really pretty. They're very articulate, very what I'm looking for. They're very, I don't know. I'll think of the word later, but they're very eloquent. That's the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Eloquent. So I'm going to read you some descriptions of what he put down here. The Holy Spirit is the way to the Father. He is the way from the Father to us. I like this one. He is like an artist. He paints Jesus upon the canvas of life and makes Jesus real to us. The more we are filled, the more we recognize and depend upon Jesus. The Holy Spirit brings us into a life of personal union with and constant dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. To be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with Jesus. How awesome is that? I like that when he paints Jesus upon the canvas of life and makes Jesus real to us. I like that. And Jesus, he is to be filled with Jesus. What a wonderful thing. Jesus said, he was telling the disciples, he said, I'm paraphrasing, but he's basically saying, don't be upset because it's expedient that I go away. If I do not go away, then the Comforter cannot come. He says, I'm going to come back in the form of the Holy Spirit is basically what he was saying. So, I mean, God himself, yes, God is seated on the throne and Jesus is on the right hand, ever living to make intercession, but comes to us in the form of the Holy Spirit. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And also it's saying here, the Holy Spirit is the way to the Father. No man comes to me, says the Lord, unless the Holy Spirit draws him. So the Holy Spirit is the one that draws us to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is so awesome because there's so many reports about places in the world where it's very hard for a person to go there and witness because maybe it's very hostile or against Christians, and not that they're not willing to go and do that, but it's hard for them to get to certain areas. But the Holy Spirit, he doesn't need a passport, and he doesn't have to worry about anybody trying to hurt him because he is God, and he's the Holy Spirit. So, but there's been so many cases of him appearing to Muslims in their dreams, and they're having like a Damascus Road experience, and they are being converted to Jesus, renouncing Islam and being and having Jesus in their heart, receiving Jesus. And there are other instances of that where Jesus just appears to them as well. Just like he did on the road to Damascus to Paul. If you're not familiar with that story, because I know I have different kinds of listeners. I know I have people who are believers already, and I also have people who are searching for different answers. And so I know that they're also here looking for answers, just going to different websites because you're not quite sure yet. So what exactly it is that you're looking for. And I pray and I hope and believe that God has led you here so that you will find the true answer. In Acts verse 9 chapter 9 is when it talks about Saul's conversion. I'm going to read it to you, part of it anyway. Acts chapter 9, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. I'll be back.
Let your mercy overflow.
I am back. Sorry about that. I was had a tickle in my throat, and I didn't want to cough in your ear. So I thought I would cut to a song. Beautiful song there. Let your presence fill this place. That was Kirsten Ring and Kelly Howard Brown. And that was Played with Permission as well. Like I said, all of these are Played with Permission. I should just put that disclaimer at the beginning. But so you see where I'm talking about, the Road to Damascus experience here. And the Holy Spirit cuts us off from the life of self and sin and brings us into a life of holiness, righteousness, and obedience. And it says, without holiness no man shall see God, and he shall ascend into his holy hill, but he has clean hands and a pure heart. And we're made righteous by the blood of Jesus, and obedience, it's important as well, that we're obedient to him. I know that sometimes I hear him tell me to do something, just being honest, I hear him tell me to do something, I'm not always quick to obey. I hear him say it, it's like, oh, why didn't I listen? You listened, but you didn't do. That is a big difference. So, in Exodus 40, verses 34 through 35, in the Amplified, then the cloud, the Shekinah, God's visible presence, covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud remained upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Wow. That's amazing. This is actually a picture of a spirit-filled person, full of God's glory and leaving no room for the flesh. When we walk in the Spirit and we're filled with the Spirit, and we continuously are filled and be filled, so we're continually filled, then we're not gonna even have room to sin or want to sin. So the Holy Spirit brings us into joy and fullness of joy. In John 15:11, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." John 17:13 reads, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." After Jesus had spoken of the promise of the Spirit, and that we should abide in the vine, which is in Jesus, he told of the joy that would follow. He said, "My joy will remain in you, and your joy will be full." The fullness of joy wipes out the pain, doubt, fear, and sorrow. Mary Hart says, "Good like a medicine. The joy of the Lord is your strength." So We need joy to be strong, stay strong. It's good medicine, too. Now, there's going to be a release of the fruit of the Spirit from the heart of the Spirit-filled man and woman. Galatians 5:1-26. This is New King James. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware, lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, which is sex before marriage, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry. Idolatry is not just something that you bow down to and worship like some stone statue in a foreign religion. Idolatry could be if you spend many hours on, say, for example, Facebook or watching television, or if God requires you to lose something and sew it and you can't do it, it's become an idol to you. And there's sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now that right there is sobering. That right there should want anybody to get a handle over their flesh, to crucify their flesh every day and ask God to just burn it out with this fire, just to help, because we can't overcome the flesh if we don't let the Holy Spirit take control, because we're a spirit man. We live in we have a soul and we live in a body. And, you know, whichever one of if our spirit or our body, which, you know, if our flesh, whichever speaks loudest, whichever one you feed more, that's the one that is going to be in control. So the more you cater to your flesh, the more your flesh is going to want to be in control. But the more you feed your spirit man, the more your spirit man is going to say, oh, I want more. And the more you don't give into the flesh, the more you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up big in you and be led by him. And then you're going to be able to walk it out and not keep falling into being in the flesh. Because it says right here, it says adultery, which is basically having an affair with having, whether it's a one-night stand sexual relationship with somebody else, or it's an ongoing affair with somebody other than your spouse. And just to clarify here, since this is a Christian radio teaching, to clarify, to let you know that a biblical marriage, I'm referring to biblical marriage here, biblical marriage is between one man and one woman. It's not a same-sex marriage. No matter what the Supreme Court ruled, God's ruling is what is the final authority, supreme authority. And he defined marriage, actually. He defined marriage before it was ever came to be. I mean, he had Adam and Eve, and he created Adam and Eve, and they were married. And it's not that I don't love you if you have if you are living a lifestyle of same-sex relationship. I love you. God loves you. I'm just God doesn't like the sin. God hates the sin, but He loves you. And so I'm defining marriage biblically, and what I'm actually referring to here. So that would be adultery. Fornication would be sex outside marriage. So uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, which you can't control your temper, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders. Even says if you hate your brother, it's like murder. It's the same as murder. Drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Those will keep you out of the inheritance, your God-given inheritance as a child of God, as a believer. It will keep you out of heaven. God forbid. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. The fruit of the Spirit springs spontaneously from the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, working in and affecting spirit, soul, and body. When your life is full of God, your life will be full of good godliness. God is just, He's so awesome, and I want to have a life filled with God. And I'm just, I know it says, being filled, so constantly being filled, speaking yourself in psalms, spiritual psalms, and spiritual songs. I have to look that one up because I'm looking for a song right now. But I have to look that one up in a moment. But I'll be right back with you. Here is Leland with Holy Ghost. For what we're speaking about. I'm just going to conclude in the what I have here. And that is just finishing up with some thoughts. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there will be an outflow of the Spirit of God, a tangible presence affecting every area of your life. Ephesians 18b through 19, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And that was one of the that was what I was actually just thinking before the break. I was trying to quote that one. And also, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, it's going to affect your actions. You're going to be made a blessing unto many. And finally, it's going to affect your circumstances. Everything God's presence touches is set in order. I know that just allowing the Holy Spirit to take control and let him burn everything out and actually let him take over definitely be life-changing. And won't even have to struggle. Everything will just fall into place. Just let the Lord fight your battles. And you can't fail with him at all. Because he has conquered all, conquered everything. So I hope you're blessed by this lesson. And next Friday, I will be doing part two of my comforter. And like I said, try to get back into regular schedule. A couple of announcements. Just let you know that there's actually four awesome Bible colleges, and they are the River Bible Institute, River School of Worship, River Bible Institute in Espanol, and there is the River School of Government. I'm going to actually play a clip for... Now, school's already started for... school has actually started the new school year, but just to let you know that there's another semester starts in January. I'm not sure of the date yet, but it's in January. You can sign in, so I'll be right back with you.
In the world, there is a problem. People are hurting. People are empty. Some very alone. People are broken. Many are lost. What they need is hope. They need healing. They need love. They need a savior. They need someone who will lay down their life. Someone with the fire of God who will hear God's call and bring Jesus to the world. What they need is a revival. There is a place called the River Bible Institute, a place dedicated to training believers how to live, minister, and flow in the anointing. And it's for anyone, whether your heart is in business or full-time ministry. This is a place the Word of God is taught and demonstrated. The Word will challenge those of you attending to find clarity in your calling and deepen your relationship with the Lord. It will provide you with a new perspective on how to reach the lost for Christ and live in God's life-changing power. It is a place where you will be empowered to make a difference and set your world on fire with revival. God is calling for all believers. Will you answer?
We'll light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world.
There is a great need to raise up individuals who will honor and stand up for both the integrity of the Constitution and the Word of God. The River School of Government equips believers to take back this nation for Jesus Christ.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
We must be involved on every level of the political process in order to stop the moral decay of this land. Our ultimate goal is to see a great awakening in America.
Can God do it one more time in this land? Can God do it one more time in America? Can God send another great awakening in this land?
The River School of Government, raising up strong and godly leadership in the 21st century.
Hey everyone, we are the River School of Worship. We want to ask you today, what can God do in 1 year? We want to take an opportunity to share with you some of the experiences of the past graduates of the River School of Worship. Now, me personally, I'm a graduate of the school as well. And through the school, I've been able to be on stage with the main worship team at the church here in Tampa Bay. And constantly, week in, week out, I get to look out and I see faces of people that their lives are forever changed for eternity.
God has just really done a lot for me. You know, being from Hawaii, I had a huge desire to do something for God through worship. And one of the things was songwriting, and I just could not cultivate that gift for some reason. And God placed me here, and it's just like a greenhouse. You know, just being surrounded by the preachers, the pastors, you know, pulling that heart of worship out of you and allowing the Holy Ghost to deal with you and pull those gifts out of you. And I was able to write, you know, a song with a few of my classmates that's been going around different countries and on TV, on the web, and it's just been awesome.
I always put limits on God and what God can do through me, but through the River School of Worship, it's really taken those limits off and realized how much God can really use me to impact other people's lives. During my second year, I had the opportunity to be the worship leader for the kids department, and I just really watched how God allowed me to grow in my ability to flow in the Holy Spirit. I saw even the kids, their lives being touched and changed even for eternity.
Many people spend their whole life to reach the level that you can get to in 1 year of schooling here. For instance, I'm able to play every Sunday morning on the worship team here, and that's televised all over the world. And it's touching people and changing lives just by us being a part of that and helping lead worship. And then we also get to help our senior pastors, Pastor Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown, as they go and minister throughout the nation. So we've been able to go into places like Baltimore, Maryland, and lead worship for a month there and help shake that area. And we got to go to our nation's capital and play on the DAR Constitution Hall stage, which was just a mind-blowing experience. So God's really been doing awesome things, and it's because of this school. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
So you've heard testimonies of students of the River School of Worship and how God just used them in phenomenal ways, whether it be in a local church environment, whether it be in traveling the world for multiple crusades, seeing multitudes change, or just simply by developing songwriting gifts in yourself. For a student with the right heart and the right capability, we are actively seeking scholarship students for our upcoming January intake. If you're interested, please email us at rsw@revival.com. Also, you can find out more information at our website, riverschoolofworship.com. What can God do with you in 1 year?
Praise God. So that'll give you a little idea of what these schools are about. And if your spirit leapt inside of you when you were listening to one of these and you feel that you're called to come to Bible college, starts in January, and all of these schools are scholarshiped except for River School of Government. So if you want to come to the River Bible Institute, either the English one or the Spanish one, or also the River School of Worship, I have been authorized to give you a scholarship. So if you feel you got the call of God on your life and the tuition was a problem, don't worry about it. I've been authorized to give you a scholarship. So congratulations for your scholarship. And if you feel that you know of anybody else that has the call of God on their life and you want to scholarship them, you can scholarship them as well. I've been authorized to give you the authorization to give them a scholarship just tell them that Deborah from Fire Talk Radio gave them the scholarship or you the scholarship, and they'll honor it. So congratulations. And if you want to come to RSG but you don't have the money right now, don't let that stop you. Trust God and believe Him. If He's called you there, He's going to make a way. Just need to stand on that faith and know that He's going to be there for you. So, also, to let you know, I'd love to have you follow me on my homepage. That is blogtalkradio.com/FireTalkRadio, the number 2. That is blogtalkradio.com/FireTalkRadio 2. That's the number 2. Also, you can check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/FireTalkRadio 2. That's the number 2. And if you have any prayer requests, testimonies, comments, or questions, feel free to email me. I'd love to hear from you at firetalkradio2, that's the number 2, at yahoo.com. And once again, the prayer line is 866-857-4837. Feel free to call there anytime. And we'd love to hear from you. And I'm trying to think if I have any other announcements. And let me see if I do or if I don't. Well, I'm not going to talk just to talk. I pretty much feel like that's everything. And I hope that you join me tomorrow for the Believer's Authority, or the Authority of the Believer. And I'll be continuing my series there. I'd love to have you come be a part. And I'm glad we spent this time together. I've enjoyed myself. I've been blessed, and I hope you've been blessed. And feel free to drop me a line. And you can also message me also on my homepage, Fire Talk Radio. So I'd love to have you there. And just remember, you are the apple of God's eye. When He looks in the room, you're the only one He sees. You're accepted in the Beloved. He loves you. He loves you so much. And so do I. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of His hand and envelop you in His love.
All I want, Jesus, Jesus.